sango mutende Toyota yuma katende raise your hands up shop bose defende tende pebondini kamopa kaninji mya one bonda pebuka fo apeni mfina sweet kalala but muka pimpinya fo apeni suma kasunsunya baba uma maule muli kwita mwe maule chirimbo cha maule yaba uma maule chirimbo cha maule imeni mwe maule aba uma maule Baka tu mauri, churi mbocha mauri, awa uma mauri, imeni mwe mauri, churi mbocha mauri.
Crazy power. And what if we should have copa la sama ndi This song is the embodiment of the Kopala.
DJ Queen Junkie, be question, question.
Collected garbage behind cancer library in Mufulila worry business operators. Mukushi civic leader bemoan increased underage drinking in his ward. In African news, Ugandan police detain a prominent activist ahead of elections. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some business owners operating behind the council library in Mufulira have bemoaned the continued piling up of garbage in the area, saying the situation is posing a serious health hazard, especially during the rainy season. Thomas Asinkala and Daudi Mwansa said it is saddening that garbage is piling up behind a council building, a situation they said should not be the case.
We've got a problem with the garbage behind the council building. Not only garbage, even it's not even kept. There are a lot of weeds behind. We've spoken to the council, but there's no action. I don't know what we can do next, because it's their building, the library. but they're not keeping it clean. How do we maintain the keep Mfulira clean policy? Council library. By side to push up with Shaloku, you go up dancing at the top one. So name now, if you to spirit of your Kumuseo, so in natural and the property accessing what pay the Quachiqua Quata Kuka Quachi. But there's some Quata Kusam Kusam.
Meanwhile, Mfulira Municipal Council Public Relations and Manager Tandiwe Tembo revealed that the matter was promptly addressed following the inquiry and that the garbage has since been fully collected and cleared by the council's waste management team. Ms. Tembo added that the council appreciates the media's role in highlighting issues of public concern and assured residents of its commitment to maintaining a clean and healthy environment. She further encouraged the members of the public to report environmental concerns through the council's official channels for timely intervention. Mukushi Zakalonga Ward Councillor Davis Sekazwe has raised concern over the increasing number of underage drinking, some as young as 15 years old, who are reportedly consuming alcohol in the area. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, Mr. Sekazwe said the practice has become widespread and alarming, noting that it poses a serious risk to the health, safety and the future of the affected children. He has since appealed to parents and guardians to take a greater responsibility by closely monitoring and guiding their children, emphasizing that collective action is needed to curb the growing problem of underage drinking in Kolonga Ward.
Deromba kuba fiashi vesu, wachiteko kusunga wana vesu ama underage, especially about 15 years. Kairi pari ino istan Kolonga, tomato nga watampo kuchita tomato. Wala sendawa na fila fini mbaya kuswila swila. Mwa mle zango kwa wati, after they come back mwile swila swila somewhere, 18 hours, 20 hours. Kupa pa market ukutampo kunuwa wama underage, which is becoming dangerous to our society. So ndero mba kuma parents tumone wana weso at least by 18 hours tuwa munu kwewa chabana baba pangande mwa mle zango kwa wati umuano munono 21 hours, 22 hours, huku etapa fiyashi kunganda, alipamake chare no wala, please na papata mwewa fiyashi. Kenji sunga wana wesu, because ya wabene, emiti ikula, eka wentu ngurushi, eka tupiani.
The Zambia's Livestock Cooperative Society Union has expressed concern over the lack of infrastructure development necessary for the country's livestock export ambitions. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, organization president Elias Nkua said that without a significant investment in infrastructure, Zambia risks missing out on lucrative export opportunities despite having abundant grazing lands available for farmers. Mr. Nkua expressed a frustration over the absence of financial allocation for export infrastructure in the upcoming 2026 national budget. He noted that farmers are eager to participate in the export market, but the current state of infrastructure is a significant barrier. Mr. Nkua also pointed out on what he termed selfishness among private stakeholders, which he believes hampers the collective progress in the livestock sector. He has since emphasized the need for collaboration among all players in the industry to ensure that Zambia meets international standards for livestock export.
For the direction, policy direction from the government. But ever since it was announced sometime in October, November, up to now nothing has been done. But the major question that is there, that we need to address, is about infrastructure. Do we have the proper infrastructure that can meet the standards for export beef outside Zambia? The question is no. We can talk about two, three infrastructure that we have, maybe for these companies, for instance, Zambies, Gachema, and others. But can they meet that? No. We need to have more of this. I'll give an example, some other areas in Southern France.
The Mine Workers Union of Zambia, MUZ, has commenced the negotiations on salaries and conditions of service for unionized workers at Mopane Copper Mines, a company majority owned by International Resources Holdings, IRH. This follows Mopani Kruppemines unprecedented 13%